So here's the way this reality is set up when it comes to kingdoms. Usually a king has a god complex. And they're usually not that smart. Usually what's controlling them is behind the scenes the magician priest class. So the priest class tell the king what's going on in the spirit realm, good or bad. The magician priest class create all these lies to create more bubbles. Just like Jezebel had 450 false prophets. They were all lying to prop her up. Queen Bee Jezebel, you know. The king really has no power. He only gets his power from the magician priest class behind the scenes, and the people, if the people love, he puts this image out there to get the people to love him. Now it's the difference between the prophet, priest, and the king. When Jesus rules, he's the prophet, priest, and king. All the above. So the prophet is the truth speaker, right? We see a lot of false prophets out there with the financial industry and all that. Right? The sorcerers who read palms, you know. The palm readers. The fake palm readers. So there's always a prophet, priest, and king in everybody's life, in every nation, in every state, every city state. Why else would Bill Gates build up Abramovich or whatever her name is? Why else would they keep doing evil? Because they want to make more money. The devil tells them you got to do more evil and I'll rise you up in the system more. You understand? It's not just the music or the Hollywood. It's the super rich. The pattern was set by God. Prophet, priest, king. in the Holy Writ. And so if the pattern is set, there's also an anti pattern. The magician priest class, anti-Christ system. Prophets, priests, and kings. The prophets told the future, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. The false prophets told the future to make more money. Why do they put Paul or whoever it was in jail? I think it was when he told the evil spirit to come out of that woman. And they were making money off of her. The prophetess Pythia. They want these female prophetess because they make money off them. They make money off the witches. It's lies. It's all lies, but they make money off of them. It's all lies. Why do you think all the corporations have a forecast? You know, you forecast the weather, right? So the companies forecast their profits and their their business model and all that. And we all do it. We all try to predict the future, although the future is right now. But, you know, the prognosticators that are on the dark side, they're going to lie and try to create a... Just like one of the financial guys, he said, all the people who do shorts on stocks, they want bad news. They want the news that the stocks are going to go down because they make money if the stocks go down. So they want to promote that. They want to prognosticate some kind of evil. They make money off of it. The whole system's a trip, to be honest with you. It's a big joke, to be honest with you. If you can see through the joke, you can win, just like Elon Musk said. The more they print money, you have to have a velocity, escape velocity, of making more products or more services. The way to escape the financial woes is have your escape velocity higher than they print money. And one way to do it is make more products, do more service. And I'll add a third that they hadn't thought about. Break things into parts. More and more, break stuff down into parts. I'll let y'all think on that one. I don't give all my secrets away.